to Lagos.
Oh, we are in Lagos already.
Take you to Lagos.
Yes, now that is the Friday energy.
We are awake.
Even though we have been suffering, but we can't do anything about it right now, eh? Because we have governments, but they are not helping us. Good morning, Lagos. 8 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome to What's Up, Lagos. This is where Lagos' best conversation
resides. What she said.
Yeah, what's
and
I
the
said.
Energy she used to say.
Good morning, guys. My name is Mary Anako, and I never do this alone. I got with me Feta, the cross-fertilization expert.
Oh my God.
Baby. Looking very nice in our one-sleeve dress.
Oh, well,
looking
then.
Like Friday.
I try my best.
Like 10 over 10.
Ooh,
plus
and
100.
And stretch is in the building.
Oh, God.
Oh my
stretch
God.
With stretch.
Do the work?
Stretch came with
oh
stretch.
Oh, my God. I love your hoodie. A fine man, a cute man, a black man wearing black. What do you mean? What's going on?
I'm not in the moody. I want some foodie.
You're here with the jokes.
You want some foodie?
Foodie.
You're wearing a hoodie.
I have 40 naira.
Your money is
cash. Say cash, now. Cash.
There's a difference between cash in hand and cash in bag.
Yes, now.
Cash in hand is zero.
I was in an Uber yesterday and the person was saying, are you paying cash? I just looked at him and I said, don't worry. I gave him that look like, are you okay?
Are you in this country? Do you know what you're talking about?
Okay, well, welcome to Lagos. Welcome to Nigeria, where you have money but you don't have money.
No, where you have money but you don't know how to spend it.
You don't
know. I think that's the positive. Let's be positive. That is it now. Too much money. I don't know. Because how are you going to spend it when you cannot get the money?
I don't understand.
See, this country we live in, I've never, ever seen this. I've been around for a while, but I'm looking at this country. This is, I thought last year was the worst. You know, we keep getting better.
True, true.
At crap.
Yes, this is really crap.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what
yes.
it is.
Yes.
That's
yes.
what it is. So let's
you don't get somebody else confused. We're not getting better at
yeah,
something
this is
good.
Just
that, you know, backwardness.
You know when you have when you make slippers or something, one or two is small, is a few. When you see rubbish, it's just rubbish. This is industrial nonsense. Large scale.
Manufactured.
Large scale. Industrial rubbish. That you have people that and you'll be going to work. I'm a senator. Where are you going to, Daddy? I'm going to work. You are a governor. Where are you going to? I'm going to work. They
I'm
voted for you.
Nation.
I'm serving the nation. CBN, we're going to work.
Murphy, hi.
Murphy, yes. Metro, we're going to work.
NNPC Limited.
Let me
try to be the one that just reduces the tension. I think they are trying their best,
you know.
It's in the plan.
We will beat you in this.
Hey! This is what you should never do. Don't defend Nigeria.
This is not defending Nigeria. This is defending mediocrity.
This is defending nonsense. Aren't nonsense.
People are suffering. People have lost life because of this.
You see, I came here. I wanted to start this year on a very good note. But
there's
see,
no good
the
note anywhere.
Of Nigeria will
there's
always
no good note.
Just
this is the worst
face.
We've ever been. Guys, face it. This is the worst we've ever been. This is
we are no prophet of doom, by the way. I just want to put that out there. But unfortunately, doom is here. Unfortunately, it is here.
Yeah.
It is right here.
Anyway.
Well,
my name is Stretch anyway, Stretch, and I'm here with two beautiful women.
Yes, no, this is how we're going to be introducing ourselves until this wahala is over. My name is Marianne now.
My name is Stretch now.
By the way, I'm Feta
now.
Yes.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sport, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogun magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
It's time for sound off. It's time for sound off.
Yes.
And you already know what we're sounding off.
You know.
Let me start.
Take it easy.
I saw very disturbing videos yesterday. The last time I saw those kinds of videos, there were just one or two of people who, you know, their monies got lost in transit, where, you know, the government would say, I'm sorry, the bank would say, oh, the money was transferred, but we didn't see it. Ah, where did it go? And then the man said, my money, my hard-earned money, I will die here, you know? But what we saw yesterday were people stripping naked in banking halls. I saw people's fathers exchanging blows inside the bank, outside the bank. I saw people taking off clothes to fight. A lady literally stripped down in the middle of a banking hall because Nigerians are frustrated. I tweeted this morning that Nigeria is becoming a very frustrating place to live in. You have money, but you can't get access to your own money. And somebody in Pakistan replied that this sounds like Pakistan.
Well, I like the way you want to make it look like this can happen anywhere else.
It can't.
The situation in Pakistan or wherever, it wasn't like a peaceful country that just wanted to change their currency, that somebody planned.
It is not the same situation.
Did you say planned?
No, somebody.
Somebody woke up, rolled over, and decided
need
to do
change,
it.
And all of a sudden we heard it. And who did you consult? Then you changed it. This is your plan. This is how you want it to be. That was the first tranche that was released. The money is like one trillion or so. And we didn't even, they were still issuing out old notes. And Nigerians were shouting, where will we see these new notes? Then, so these politicians, you did this entire project for, they're actually smarter than you. Because they probably mopped up the money. We didn't see any new notes the first month. Now, towards the end of it, you are making Nigerians go through suffering, unending.
And let me also say that some of these videos are recirculated videos. But just imagine that when these things happen, at the time those videos were taken, and now they are played now, and it's not the same, you know, reality we are having. It should be a joke. But these things, some of these videos actually happened some time ago, last year or last 2 years. But now they are playing these videos, they are actually like, what's the situation at the moment? So it doesn't make it funny. It just makes it look like we're not going forward, really.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, the video, the recent ones, we know the recent
we know,
ones.
We know the different,
ones.
Of course.
Yes, the recent ones are like, nobody will go naked on top of a, in this country, we've not had that situation where somebody will get up on the banking hall and
the
say,
counter.
Give me my money and remove their clothes.
Yeah, it was some time ago.
Yeah, last year. Okay.
No. There are new videos. I have seen people fighting.
Yeah, I saw that one too.
New video.
That one was also some time ago.
No, that one was, that's a recent one.
I also saw live outside of a banking hall, or rather outside of a bank, on, I think, around Oworo Shoki. And it was a mess. I literally, this baba, has to be,
yeah, but Maria, recirculated or not, it's still the reality right now.
Yeah, no, we're just setting the record straight that some of these videos are real and the things that are happening are real. But let's also deal with the reason why these things are happening.
It is impunity.
Apart from the English that CBN is giving us.
I want to call it impunity. Impunity is when you do something and nothing happens.
Nobody
when
cares.
When you offend, nothing. I look at Feta, I say, Feta, I will take your money and nothing will happen.
Cough.
And I will do it.
And then nothing happened.
So why do you're telling me, see, the banks are the people to blame? The banks that are supposed to, you are the one that is, you are the banker's bank. Yeah, I mean, you're the commercial bank. You are their bank. And when you give them an instruction, they don't do it. Understood. Human nature, greed. What did you do as CBN?
I went to National Assembly.
What
I said at National Assembly.
The powers
that
you have, what are you supposed to do? Why are you the apex bank? Why do you have such powers? Why are you central bank? Then other banks under you, like I have six children and the children are not behaving well, then I say go and cut the children. I will discipline my children. Nigerians are suffering. You have no right to put us through this. And like I say to all Nigerians, this is the campaign, not the poster. Lagos State, thank you. We've not seen, I mean, I don't know how many people have seen other parties' billboards and all. See, it's getting to a point where Lagos State wants to share billboards to each person. Take your own billboard. Take. But listen, that is not the campaign. This situation we're in is the campaign. This is you telling us you want to rule us again. This is you telling us what we're going to get. People, get your PVCs and
make
vote.
The right choices.
Make the right choices. This is quite sad. And we feel you. We feel what you're going through because we are going through it. In this studio, about 80 naira. Cash is here.
We try to make it to the studio. That's what it means.
Yeah.
So, my dear, 18 hours cannot do anything for you. You can't take me home. Do you not get it? I'm trying to get somebody to come do something for me, and the person is saying, you go pay my transport. And I'm like, how are you going to say? The only way she can get here is taking an Uber. And you can imagine, calculating where she's coming from with the Uber, it means that you're paying double the price of the service
Triple,
that they want
Marianne.
To deliver. So, why is everybody tight-lipped? My question is, why is everybody quiet? We're struggling. There's no fuel. We still need money to buy the fuel. Even the transfer, the bank apps are not working. But we want to do a cashless system, Abby.
Yes.
Well done, no. Red Bank, well done. Orange Bank, well done.
Blue
All
Bank.
Of you. Bala Blue. That sound off. What's up, Lagos? Yes, cheers to life. Good morning.
We're back. We're right here.
It's time for us to muse. It's time for musing. Calling on all Nigerian men.
Get him.
Hear he. Come one, come all.
Hear one, hear all.
This musing is for you.
All Nigerian men.
All married Nigerian men.
Okay.
Come one, come home. Now, if you are married to the love of your life, a billionaire now sees that your love of, the love of your life, offers you, the husband, 100 million naira to have one night with your spouse. What would you do? I have option A, B, C, D. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Option A, accept the offer. Option B, decline the offer. Option C, let your wife decide. Option D, rob him.
Okay, why can't you just balance it also? Why is it all night, all married men? Why can't women be in the same place?
Okay, so let's do it for men attacked. And women.
No, I'm not feeling attacked. It's looking like you're cutting the audience into two.
Because the truth is...
Is what?
The woman is subject to her husband.
No!
Whether you like it or not.
No,
and
money.
Then the question can be if you were a woman and think about it.
No. You are who you are. I'm just saying, this situation can happen both ways.
A lady can offer 100 million to your husband and
to your wife. I mean,
Whoa!
I don't think so.
A lady cannot.
It doesn't actually play well in my
head. Do you see how you guys have just indicted women?
That we don't have. No, that's not what we are saying.
Really, a woman cannot. So you're telling me a woman does not need money
in social reality? Who has the high proclivity to do something like that?
Nobody.
A man.
It's like saying who cheats more. It's both ways.
You set fire and not for the man.
No, it's actually both ways.
This is wrong. So she's trying to come between.
No, she's not. I'm just saying. Can we balance it?
For balance reasons. Okay, let's do this.
Yeah. So if you are a woman, if you're a woman and someone comes and says, I want
your man for one
your
night.
Man for one, yeah, for one,
one night. And I'm giving you this amount of money.
Yeah.
Think about how much.
It's hypothetical. So let's
think about how this money is going to change you and your man's
100 million
life.
Naira
and it's just one
cash.
Day. It's just one day.
Yes. Your man is going to be with me for one day.
One
the
night.
Other one, your
it's
wife is going to be me
night.
For one day, whole day, 24 hours.
Mm.
Yeah? So think about it. Balance it. Will you do that? Will you accept, this love of my life or not? Think about it. We'll be back.
We'll be back after this break. Stay with us. What's up, Lagos? 34 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour stretch. Marianne and Fetter in the studio now. We did ask a question before we went on a break. I see the phone lines already ringing. The man saying, not on my life. The women, what are you saying? Because church has decided to put you on this table.
Yes, 100 million naira.
In this time.
100 million. Get it straight.
And there's no cash.
Can I go and think about it?
No,
and come
let us hear them.
Hey.
I want to read I'm itching to just read what's happening.
Anyway, for those of you just joining us, we're asking this morning on our musings, for Lagos married men and women, and those who are listening to us from abroad. Yes, you're married to the love of your life. A billionaire offers you 100 million to have one night with your spouse. What would you do? A, accept the offer. B, decline the offer. C, let your spouse decide. Or maybe carry go and go.
Let's plan something.
Or let's just collect the money and run away. How about that?
Anyway, the person dropping 100 million does not have sense.
Because the person does not have sense. Because in my spouse,
Fred,
I did most beautiful
game. Reflecting?
First, George is thinking.
I'm not. I'm actually thinking about some things that I'll tell you guys when we go off mic.
Okay, all right, because I want to hear
0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. Tweet with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. Send us a message, and we'd like to hear from you even on our WhatsApp. All right, let's do this. WhatsApp Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Omenke. Omenke.
Omenke, yeah.
Welcome. Omenke.
Page.
Sir?
You know why when you talk that time, Miriam, they look, you say, is it possible? It's not possible for a woman to carry money give for that kind of thing.
Okay, you are talking from experience.
Mary, I
don't think we don't got you. So you're talking about women never give you.
But no, man, now if you do that,
you will be
but
shocked.
But for me, I won't do it too.
Okay.
Why would you do it?
The money is too small.
No, I love my woman. Those are simple as that.
Your
I
woman, your everything.
But your woman is the gateway to your 100 million. First 100 million.
It's worth more than that.
So it's the amount. Now, how much will it take?
I say I know they take.
Omega. All right, thank you very much for calling. Because you know the saying that everybody has a price. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I hear.
See, let me tell you. Even if your price, you say you are not taking. Even if the person involved was okay, I'm taking it.
I'm taking it
I'm
for you.
I'm going to go. She means to do first.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
This person is
nobody is at home. This whole house as big as this.
Hello.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? This is not the good for Samuel Java.
Good morning.
You see, I'm going other way around. I'm going in a different way. I'm going to. My word is just very short.
Okay.
I love you guys.
Okay. We love you too.
I just love the way you talk, the way you speak, the other tiny voice.
Oh, that's better.
I just love that voice.
Thank you.
I love you, girl. So, see, there is something somebody said this morning. One of your guys here, he's a boy. You understand? He said, he said, we have a government, but they are not doing what I'm rephrasing now. What would they want us? Want them to do? You understand? I'm rephrasing. That guy knows himself. You understand? What he said this morning. And I so much love that word. Say the truth. Just say the truth.
All right. Because I don't know what you're talking about right now. I don't know where you are going to with this. But we're talking about something totally different. Maybe you called the wrong number, or you're talking about Sound Off. We don't take thoughts on Sound Off, okay? Apologies for that. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Turn off your radio. Please turn off your radio. All right, turn off your radio and call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Otolo? What's up?
Now, because this woman of nowadays, I know they trust anyone again.
You go collect money.
All the one where I get for my kingdom here, when the carry case come give me for my kingdom, now so then go take eyes that baru the whole case.
Okay. Huh? So, as a dogbolu, long and short, you will accept 100 million.
I go accept them. I go collect them. Sharp.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm very shocked. And this stretches people.
see? Please turn off your radio, please.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Joseph.
Turn off your radio, Joseph.
Hello.
Yes.
Joseph, we can hear you.
Yes, I will refuse the offer.
Joseph,
you have to call us back.
Hello, you can hear me.
Now yes. We can hear you.
Yes, I said the offer. I must refuse it.
You will accept the offer. He's on the road.
I will refuse it.
You refuse the offer. Joseph, I'm so sorry. It's because you're on the road and it's a bit difficult for us to hear you. Too many sounds coming in at the same time. I really would have wanted to hear why you would refuse the offer. When is he? Says he will take it. Apologies. Do call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Sorry, the lines are jammed, but please keep trying to call. You see, no woman has called. No. Hello, ladies.
They are trying to lie now. Don't be like that.
Hello, ladies. Ladies, you cannot tell me that you're not awake.
Yeah, you.
They are trying to lie.
Squeeze me.
They are trying to lie. You're not taking their calls.
Squeeze me. They have not called.
Hey, okay, represent the ladies now. Hey,
she's the moderator.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Sorry about that. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. Yes. To life. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Actually, the name is Moses calling from Lekki.
Moses, you need to speak up so we can hear what you're saying, okay?
Yeah, so I'm Moses calling from Lekki.
All right, Moses.
Uh-huh, Moses.
The day is this.
Mm-hmm.
Except I know a lot of people will go behind the door and they will agree totally.
Okay.
No, we don't want about to know about other people. We want to know about you.
That for me, it can't happen.
Why?
My godly conscience will not even allow me.
Yeah.
We that don't have godly conscience.
Let him talk.
That's adultery.
Yes.
God will not buy my seat.
Moses, so how much will buy it?
Okay, so how much can we buy your love for God?
Nothing.
Yeah, this is a good man. You are a good man.
So I rather choose what God wants.
Yes.
What men want.
Oh, God.
But if you have the fear of God,
yes.
You know the truth about what,
yes.
What's right, you will never ask.
Yes.
Okay, Moses, thank you very much. Why are you so evil?
I am supporting him.
In what way?
I don't know.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Lagos,
Victor, Mr. Yeah. The thing I want to say first, una program, you know, una to the shout, una know the pick call. una want me, una program, no get value again.
No vex. We no go shout
anybody,
again.
Anybody where she call, ask them.
Okay, no vex.
Oh, yeah, Sunday, don't go.
The matter we want to bring, I mean, don't really happen for Lagos, yes.
Which part of Lagos?
Victor, why you not tell us which part of Lagos?
Lagos. All right, pick. Let's go, more calls.
What's up, Lagos?
So sorry, the lines are jamming. Everybody's trying to call at the same time. Hello, good morning. Let's go to WhatsApp. We have so many messages.
Okay, now, Mayor from Bagada says, good morning, Miriam, P-Man and F-Lady. I don't know who P-Man is. What's up, Lagos? For me, I can't trade or sell the covenant between myself,
Hallelujah.
My wife, and God for any amount.
Hallelujah.
What is the hope that we use the money for anything good or important?
What's the guarantee that the man will actually give me the money?
Whoa.
Is that your own problem?
No,
I'm even saying, what do you think? What if the man is a ritualist?
Please read message.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Stretch, Marianne, and Feta. Well, as for me, I would decline. I beg. Make you carry that 1 million up front.
100 million.
My wife is my pride.
Yes.
Right.
What's up, Lagos? I will beat him up. That demon that made him feel that kind of nonsense towards my wife will jump out.
Exactly.
I am needed from Prayer City.
I am needed. You have won your boxing gloves.
Check it by force.
What's up, Lagos? Based on the economical cashiadology and jackpacious logy, I will take the money and jackpot with my woman, AK from VIP.
Wait. Do you not care what is going to happen to your woman in that one night? Anything can happen.
should I continue?
Yeah.
Continue.
What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Mariana. Stretch and Trek and my crush Feta. As for me, oh, I would take it because the love of my life will also do so if she was asked. Mm. Imagine for
love is a reciprocal.
What's up, Lagos? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Gideon from Lagos. I will leave it for my celebrity girlfriend Feta to decide. Things we do for love. Baby, I'm a lizard because I got my eyes on you. Baby, you are the only water in my well. Without you, I know well. Shout out to Mommy Yo. Shout out to Marianne. You were missed. Shout out to Stretch. Loss is reserved for the best.
I got my eyes on you
because I'm a lizard. Hey, God. Oh, look at Toasty.
I'm taking
Feta,
that line.
Feta is like this uncle is saying
that
he's gonna give you for 100 million.
You have
million.
To go through Miriam. Do you have the money?
Miriam is
what kind of car do you want?
Miriam will not do that to anybody.
I'll not do it. Not even if to my stretch.
So you just give me away like
see,
that.
No, it's transfer.
I'm not in the relationship with you.
Is it transfer
no, he's
window?
He's coming to take pick up lines. So he has to go through Miriam. I'm
already
giving you the authority.
Already you are brushing. Sorry, brushing over what he said. You have to brush.
Excuse I'm not allowed to follow man like that now. She will not guide me.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hey, now what? Well, holler. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio, sir. Okay, all right. Turn off the radio. You can't listen to the radio and us at the same time. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Lagos.
Hey. Chest Alive, good morning.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Samuel.
Okay. Hi, Samuel. What would you do?
Mama, you are calling 100 million as if it's 5 million. Please, where is the 100
million? Just think about it. Imagine.
Please, I need the 100 million. Where is it to let them come
out? Wait. Samuel, calm
context.
Down. Samuel, calm down. You have the love of your life. This love, eh?
Where is the love? Where the love?
Your wife, Ni.
Mama, that is a no girl meter. You no girl meter. Even if
oh, yeah,
like
they go. They carry us, they go.
Oh, wow.
Give your life.
Mm. You know what I mean? Like money more than
you
money
need
enough.
Jesus. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Amaka
from Ojo.
Welcome.
Amaka, you know, disappoint us.
I they tell you.
Yes,
we
are
the money jackpot now. We go do plans, see the money.
Amaka, wait. You don't even know what they are gonna do to you in that one.
Not
night.
You.
No,
the
she's
man.
Talking about the man.
Oh, she's talking about the man.
She's
no, we go rob. We are saying we go rob the money. We go thief out.
Amaka, that should not steal.
Amaka, how do you even know where you are gonna?
And that
should
not commit adultery.
I get this in love. You want about now?
Hey! Amaka, one first, one also sorrow. One among us, eh?
Hey, Amaka disappointing.
WhatsApp is on fire, but hey, we are ready
let's
for
go
it.
To WhatsApp. Let's go to WhatsApp.
Let
I
me just take this
WhatsApp.
First one. What's up, Lagos? Hi, Stretch, Mimi, and Feta. Like Moses, my godly conscience will make me to collect the 100 million.
Leave Moses alone, please. Let your own godly conscience be your godly conscience. Leave Moses alone.
Now, good morning. What's up, Lagos Ganger? It's an insult that someone will be offering me money for my wife. Mm-hmm. I will give that person wotu.
Yes.
Any lady with value should divorce the husband that trades her for money.
Yes.
Mr. Ade.
Yes.
Yes.
Look at him.
Thank you. Yes. I agree.
Yes.
Yes.
What did the person say?
We shall even hear what the person said. Okay, yeah. Next message.
What's up, Lagos? Yeah. Do I have peeping and shouting rights? I won't get chance shout and say, Oga, no go back. Use the front door. Kunle from Ikoyi. I don't know.
Kunle, go to sleep. Go back to sleep.
What's up, Lagos? This is Martins from Akwa Ibom State. If we do not have kids yet, I will accept the offer. I know there are consequences that may come out of it, but at least 100 million no be beans. The woman may have been cheating and I have no gains. About it before and I'll make her know it's strictly business. I shall know that most women would like to go for a second round after that, but we will tackle that one when it comes. It also depends on who is making the offer and he has to make payments before the action because no room for stories.
This guy,
my villain laugh came out. His name is Martins from Akwa Ibom State.
Martins, yeah, I want to know if you're Akwa Ibom because I want to preach the message in Akwa Ibom. I said, your mom get junction.
Amen.
Hey, I don't know what that means, but okay.
I receive for him.
What's up, Lagos? Mommy Joella texting. You said true love, right? Mm-hmm. The only option is to jackpot with the money if possible.
Is the money your own?
I can't sell my love. Oh, well done, presenters.
Okay. But you're going to have to give your husband me.
Okay. What's up, Lagos? Anolu Akpo from Oshodi. As for me, it depends on my current situation at the moment.
The one now that you don't have money. That's the
if Sakpali heard me and that kind of offer come, I could do them. Yeah, I know, say it's a sign sin against my wife and God, but my wife will understand and I'll ask for forgiveness from God.
Holy. What if God does not understand? We gotta go. We gotta go for a break. On the other side of the clock, we're gonna have a guest in the studio. He's a travel blogger. We've had him on the show before, and he'll be telling us about some of the myths that we've had about traveling around Nigeria, and he's going to be dispelling some of those. Stay with us. It's gone past the 11 o'clock hour. I beg your pardon. Now forward we did go.
Nah, no, be backward.
yes, even though we now have like 470 now in the studio, yes, our money is going up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Feta must have misappropriated some funds. We found out with a huge stash.
Yes,
of
400.
400 naira. One person.
Mm.
She has 400 naira, and we're going to investigate. We'll leave no stone unturned.
Yes, because
find out how
she told us that she had 40 naira.
Yes, how to find that amount of money on her being, and we are here suffering. We will find out.
We need 100 naira to pay bus.
Yes,
and she did not.
Feta has 400 naira. We saw it with her eyes now.
Yes,
clearly.
And she brought it out like
she brought
this,
it
like
out.
This.
And when she was leaving the studio to do and do something, she came back to collect it, thinking that Maria and myself will steal the money.
It's okay, no problem.
So please, we'll give you updates on this.
Yes, as the story continues to break.
As the story breaks.
Yes,
Feta has 400 naira on her being. 400. Yes. And how can you have that amount of money in this time and age? In this time and age.
400.
Yes. She has to tell us where she got that
400.
Money from.
400.
Yes. Money laundering. She says she robbed the bank.
Eh?
Yes. Robbed money laundering.
Ha.
We will see. Don't worry.
All right. Let's talk about, well, our guest is about to be here in a bit. Chris is going to be talking to us about myths, you know, that people have been, you know, putting up with because of, you know, not maybe because of ignorance, you know, especially if you haven't really gone to a place. People put up, or people come up with all kinds of, you know, stories about places. I mean, when you were a child, you heard that if you do this, that will happen.
Mm-hmm.
If you, you know, but a certain place, when you go there for Christmas, you will not come back. Somebody will use the person for something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we heard all those kinds of stories, but that has changed. That's no longer the story. And Chris is here to dispel all those rumors and the myths. Because Chris,
so many myths.
The last time Chris was here, he was traveling Africa, but now he's traveled around Nigeria.
Yeah, and we did ask him. I remember we asked him a question then, have you been to Port Harcourt? But I think he looks like someone that's been to Port Harcourt
And he ate bole and fish.
Oh, I love the bole and fish.
Welcome,
Chris.
So good to be back.
Come on, your password. Do you remember?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
That's the spirit.
Okay, Chris. So when you told me that, oh, wow, you've been traveling Nigeria, I was like, oh, I was traveling too, but I was just like, what are you saying? But then I remembered and then I responded. So what made you decide to travel around Nigeria?
So many people had told me, you got to come to X, you got to come to the north, you got to come to the east, you got to come to the south.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to go. So I have been to so many states now since the last time I was here. The last time I was here, if you remember, it was just the south, just the southwest, where we are. Yeah, Lagos area. So I'd been like all the way to Ekiti, maybe.
Huh.
But now things have changed. Yeah,
okay.
So yeah,
really.
And we're gonna get to it in just a minute. Let's just take a very, very short break, and then Chris will be giving us all of his travel details. Stay with us. All right, so today we're going to be talking about the myths about traveling around Nigeria. You know, a lot of us will say, oh, we're very Nigerian, but how many places have you been to in Nigeria? Mm-hmm. Stretch, how many states across the Federation have you
been to?
I'll
tell you, I've not been to only 6 states in Nigeria. I've been to 30. You can have my autograph later.
Wow.
30.
30 states in Nigeria.
Give me.
What about you, 2?
You gotta be kidding. I haven't been to 30, but I have been to at least 20.
You've not been to 30, but you've been to 20. How many states are there in Nigeria?
36, including the NCT.
Yes, so you've been to how many?
20. At least 20.
You're not sure.
At least, Chris, I'm not sure. I'm going to count in my head. But okay. I've been to major, major states. So the few states that I've not been to are in the north, far north.
Okay, we'll come back to
that. Anyway, guys, we have in the studio Chris Jandef, who is a travel blogger. For those of you who do a lot of TikTok and Instagram reels, you must have seen him showing you either chai tea or something that's been brewed in some parts of the world, or telling you about how nice hotels are, or the biscuits that, you know, people eat in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. I mean, you do everything, literally everything.
I do, yeah.
I mean, I saw you putting together some biscuits. I think those biscuits were from Nigeria. I can't remember. Different kinds of biscuits. And then you talked about tea and coffee.
Snacks. Yes,
and then tea and coffee in sachets. And you're like, oh.
The beautiful. Milo, the Milo. You,
yeah.
You eat the tea.
I
thought it was chocolate. I was like, this is
chocolate.
And then it's the tea.
It's chocolate.
Why not just take a spoon and eat it?
Oh, God. That's heartbreaking. Whoa.
So in this part, recently, when you hear someone went to Port Harcourt by road, or you went to Abuja, people get scared for you.
Mm.
Yeah? So, but how many of these trips have you made, and what gave you the guts to do?
I really wanted to see Nigeria, and I felt like it was not going to be like they said. Okay. And so I didn't travel to Port Harcourt by road. Actually, I ended up flying there, but I did travel in the region by road.
Okay.
Just in terms of time, it was easier to fly. But I flew up to Kano, and so I spent about a week traveling through northern Nigeria. I went to Kano, Jigawa, Bauchi, Katsina State.
Really?
And also Niger. So I crossed the border, was in Niger for about 3 days. That was trip number one. Okay. And trip number two, I've been down in Port Harcourt. I've been to Calabar. I've been to Akwa Ibom.
Beautiful.
Did you go to Bayelsa?
No, I didn't. Okay. But I was in Uyo and Oran. And I took the
boat
to Cameroon.
Oh, which
we'll say it was an experience. I'm glad I did. I would never do it again.
Yeah, the Atlantic is very crazy.
Surprisingly, it wasn't the boat that was the problem. It was just the immigration and customs and everything else surrounding the boat. The boat was actually, surprisingly, I felt very safe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So where did you get to immigration?
I had a lot of trouble in Cameroon.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because that part of Cameroon still has a little bit of problems with the Anglophone. Yeah. But did you try food when you crossed over to Cameroon?
Love the food in Cameroon. Unbelievable.
Doesn't it taste like Nigerian food?
It's really different. So Cameroon, I don't know, they have like 300 something different tribes there. And so like all the different foods come together, you see stuff that's very, very different. I was surprised. I thought it would be a lot more like Nigeria.
But the contrast was a lot.
The contrast was a lot. Yeah.
Interesting. Because, you know, there's actually some part of crossover that you can just literally walk into Cameroon.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you get there?
No, not up there. Yeah, I was in the southern part, so I took the boat over.
Great, great. So what were the things that stood out for you in southern part of Nigeria? Because you were in the south. That's south.
Yeah,
south. Yes.
Yeah, I loved it. People are so kind. Mm. That's like a big thing that stood out. People were extremely friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I found, honestly, everywhere in Nigeria, when you get out of Lagos, like, people are really, really
friendly.
So we're
the most unfriendly?
People are unfriendly.
Like,
they're just too busy. Mm-hmm. They just don't have time.
Yeah. They don't have the time.
Yeah, they do.
Go to bed by 12 midnight, wake up by 3 a.m.
Yeah. I mean, you're not...
They don't have time
friendly.
For you,
yeah.
Okay, so let me just ask this in curiosity. You are coming from a climb that many people here would love to go to. Many Nigerians know how California looks like, how London looks like.
Mm.
They've gone to all parts of England, but they've not
they don't
been
even
around
know, yeah.
Nigeria.
Yeah.
Now, what made you... I mean, we asked you something like this before, but right now you've come here against all odds. You swam against the tide. I need to find out. Believe me, that's what it was, because all the information you got, because I have siblings who are overseas and I talk to them and they are scared for me.
Mm.
They hear there was an explosion in Nigeria. It could be Maiduguri. They say, how are you? Are you okay in Lagos? You know? So I'm asking, you heard all this and you are not even from this part. And you came. What? Just talk to people in Nigeria about your experience and why you did what you did.
Yeah, I wanted to see the other places, and I wanted to dispel these myths about areas in Nigeria. And I didn't know what I was really getting myself into until, mm-hmm. you know, because I believed the myths until I actually went and mm-hmm. saw, and it was not at all like that. And so that's encouraged me to want to see more and go to other places. But, I mean, just take the North, for example. They make it seem like, you know, an explosion every day yeah, and you're going to die, yeah. and, you know, it's terrible. And I found the people in Northern Nigeria to be so, have so much hospitality, to be so friendly, to be so kind, and it was just like a very peaceful, relaxing place. Mm. I loved Kano.
Okay,
like yeah, loved it there.
There was no traffic in Kano?
No, and they were. It's funny, the people in the north are like, oh my god, you go to Lagos, you live in that traffic.
I know. Everybody says that. Like, yeah. How do you cope?
I would never go.
They'd be like, people are so tired.
Yeah. Mm. What are you doing there? Yeah, Lagos. Oh yeah. So you went to Kano after Kano.
You went to Katsina?
Yeah, so you mentioned after Kano, yeah, so I was briefly in Katsina. I got a picture with a sign that says Katsina, so I could say I was there.
That box sticks off.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I went to Niger, and that was very, very different. I think the thing they have in common is just Hausa people, so it's like the same food and culture on both sides of the border, but immediately on the other side, it's like a completely different country.
And they're speaking French.
They're speaking French or Hausa, yeah. So yeah.
They speak a bit of Hausa.
Yeah, they all speak, yeah. Hausa people. Actually, they speak more Hausa over there, yeah. Yeah, than French. So, and I didn't speak really much French. So it was a little difficult, but we found some Nigerian or people with Nigerian relatives that spoke English and could help us a little bit there.
So where did you visit in Niger?
I was in Zinder, and Zinder is like the cultural capital of Niger. So a lot of beautiful sort of palaces and places. Yeah, we met the Sultan. It was really interesting.
And then back again into...
And then back, and then that's when we went to all over Jigawa State. We went to like Dutse. We visited the Emir's Palace.
Yeah, Dutse is the capital, right?
Jigawa City is the capital of Jigawa State, but Dutse is like another major city there.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we went to Jigawa. We saw the Emir's Palace there. Jigawa is beautiful, like a really good state.
I can imagine. Yeah. I can imagine. And did you, what was more, because I mean, I'm guessing for every state, something would stand out, not just the food, because I mean, I would go everywhere and want to taste the food.
Yeah, yeah.
But did you notice anything that differentiated Bauchi from Jigawa Katsina? Yeah.
No, that's a great... In Jigawa, honestly, the roads are good. Like, I was impressed. That was like the people I were with, we were like, yeah, wow, this place, yeah, the roads are really good. Jigawa, like, has it together.
Let me speak up for Lagos. They don't have cars. They don't have fun.
It is true. They don't have cars.
They don't have cars. They don't move. They don't use the roads. Whatever. Lagos is still it. Mm-hmm.
You wish. Mm-hmm. Lagos tries. It's just that there are too many people in Lagos. Yeah. I guess that's
They have
Lagos.
A lot less people, which I think makes it a lot. You know, there was no traffic in Jigawa. That was one thing we noticed. Huh. Wide air, roads, no traffic.
And the air was
very clean. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was the culture shock between moving from Lagos or Port Harcourt to the north, you know, and the difference in maybe dressing or... I don't know. There had to be something that was different.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I think Lagos has a bit of everything. So like you see, you know, all these Hausa men in Lagos. Right. Yeah. And you, I didn't really think too much of it. But then, you know, when you get to the north, like everyone is dressed like that. Everyone has the cap. Yeah, everyone has those clothes. So it's something you notice like immediately is like you're really in the Hausa land. All the food is different. And again, like the people are just so kind up there.
Were you able to be part of any Durba that happened? Because I think I saw you, you know, turbaned at some point.
Yeah, I got to wear the royal regalia and ride on a horse and get some pictures. That was really awesome.
What do your people feel about this in America? Have they signed you off, like, go to Nigeria?
They're giving you over to Nigeria.
Like, really, I've never had a turban around my head, and I'm a Nigerian.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm basically Nigerian now. Yeah,
whatever.
He is.
All right, let's take you to the south, Port Harcourt. What did you think when you got into that city?
So, the thing about the South is it's the food. That's what we all know about.
What did you eat? What did you try?
The bole and fish, of course.
Number one.
Oil.
But the gizdodo. Oh,
Oh. Gizdodo.
Yeah, yeah.
Gizdodo. I like how he said Gizdodo.
I was thinking what that was. Gizdodo.
Gizdodo. So that's gizdodo. Like plantain and
yeah,
gizzard.
Yeah, plantain with gizzard, yeah. And it's sweet, like,
spicy.
Yeah, sweet and spicy together. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you see his face right now. It's sweet, like, like the feeling once again.
Yeah, and then love the fisherman soup. That's like the whole South region. Yeah.
No!
Fisherman soup.
And then what is the swallow? Is it Onunu?
Onunu.
Yeah.
Oh!
This man is not good.
We're going back to Port Harcourt. So we're Port Harcourt people.
You ingested Onunu.
Okay, yeah. Love Onunu.
Look at how Peta is looking at us like, what's all this?
Peta, I'll give you my autograph later, right?
Then here's a question for you.
Yes.
So I know that, I think it's like, the Yoruba word is like Ogbalumo or?
Ogbalumo. Yeah, so that's the...
Udara.
Is that more popular in the South?
Because popular everywhere,
was like, okay, it was, they were selling it everywhere there.
It's seasonal.
Yeah, maybe it was seasonal. Okay.
The season, it's
yeah. Did you try it?
Yeah,
did
delicious, yeah. At first, my first experience, maybe it wasn't so sweet. I was like, I don't know about this. And then I tried it again and I was addicted.
Yeah.
So in the sweet ones have a nickname, Wanu.
One new.
I'm looking for one new.
One new.
In the West, it's called ajashe, the one that is sweet. There's very a specific sweet. Type that's very, very sweet.
It's sugary.
So, yeah that one is one new you took.
Yeah, when it's sweet.
If you don't get the one new, you will not talk about it like this.
Yeah.
There are some that are not one new.
We have to go for a quick break. We'll be right back. Chris is still here in the studio. Stay with us.
Legos.
I like how he said it.
Yeah.
Legos.
Yeah, Legos.
Legos.
Yeah, people call it Legos.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. As long as we know it's Legos.
We know what you're talking
and
about.
And don't worry. But the next time Chris is here, we're speaking pidgin.
Chris must know small.
Small.
I do.
You know small.
I do.
How far? Try.
How far now?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Move on from that and say something else.
You know what's up? You know
okay.
What's up?
It's okay. It's okay. Don't put pressure on you.
What's in the apple now?
I just day. Hey!
See, Lagos, in case you don't know, Chris Seff is looking for cash.
Yes. See, look at how people are advertising our country.
I'm just managing.
He's managing.
He's managing.
It's the small chain that he has. He's managing. Can you imagine? You have money, but you don't have money.
Don't worry.
Stretch, I can't lie. I heard managing.
Yeah.
No, but we're all managing.
We are not managing.
Me, I don't even have 2 naira, two in cash.
We will beat Fetter.
Did you see the video of the guy who said they gave him one naira coin?
In a place. 2K, bowl to the bank.
Well, holler.
This is just all a joke, but they'll get their act together. So, Chris, where else are you heading to now? What's the next step?
Wait, you're in a hurry. So, he went to Port Harcourt.
Yes.
Now, you came to Uyo.
Uyo.
And Calabar. Yeah. Tell us what you ate. I know.
And who did you eat it with?
No, what you ate. Tell us about your experience in Uyo.
In this region, I had pepper soup.
Oh.
It was very good.
Is it goat meat pepper soup?
Goat meat pepper soup,
You eat it with goat.
Goat meat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or duck.
It's not duck meat.
Yeah, it's not duck meat.
No.
Okay. That place
so you had pepper soup. You had pepper soup? You like spicy?
Oh, I loved it, yeah. But it was very spicy. Like, I've had pepper soup here, and
then you have to
nothing.
Soup.
It's
you
nothing.
To,
yeah.
So you have to be like...
nothing compared to there.
Yeah.
You need the napkins. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
I was crying.
Oh. But it's a good feeling.
Yeah, and tears of joy.
So that's all you had, just pepper soup?
I think I had some grilled fish as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Did you go to the golf resort? There's a place that...
No, I know about that place. Yeah. I went to some area in the city. There's kind of like a central market and there's like a really big church there and there was a big church service that was almost like it felt like a concert was happening. It was
nice.
Really cool. Yeah.
I'm trying to understand where that is. I haven't been to you in a long time. Okay, so let's move to Calabar, then we'll now talk about where you're going next.
It was the ecumenical center, the one the governor built.
Yeah, the one the governor just built. Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe that's where you went to.
Mm.
So what happened in Calabar? Did you go fishing?
No, Calabar. So Calabar, I was there a short time. We came from Oran in the morning.
Oh, by
and
boat.
Then, came by boat. And then I was there for about One day. Yeah. Just a few hours and then flew back to Lagos that evening. Aww. But I got to try some food, but it wasn't like super southern food. I had some draw soup. Okay. So that's kinda, you know, all places. Yeah. But yeah, Calabar was nice. I really like I went to the slavery history museum. That was really cool. I really was interested by these like large hands they have everywhere. Yes. Do you know what those are about? Mm.
So it's a hand and a foot.
Yeah.
It's on the way. Yes. Yeah, so
but there are other places too. There's something with hands. Yeah.
Yes. It's because, so those hands, I'm sure you saw them also in the museum. So you see the head and the legs of the slaves and how they were packed like sardines.
Yes.
On the ships that they were taking, you know, to Europe. So that's what it signifies. Yes. Yes.
Their hands, shackles on their hands and their feet.
Yes. And their feet. Yeah.
Yeah, it was Calabar was really nice.
Yes, and then we have I think the Merciless and the Twins. There's a monument of her and the Twins.
Okay.
Yes. So you didn't have time to go around, but that was fun. So where are you going next? Because you see, Nigeria is big. There's Middle Belt.
I
recommend Sambisa Forest. What? So if you that get to visit Nigeria, go to Sambisa Forest.
No, there's no such thing.
There's no such thing as Sambisa Forest.
You're not going.
He will go.
So next, I think I want to visit Abuja. I haven't been.
Okay, you left the worst for last because it's going to be like where you're coming from.
Really?
It's very well organized.
I've heard good things.
It's the most planned city in the country. Yeah.
But I hear now it's getting Lagos-y, but not really. It will take quite some time.
Not really.
Wide roads. The works. I think you should. Yeah.
Very good roads. But, there's lights. There's a lot of security because it's the, you know, it's like the federal capital territory. That's where Mr. President is, and of course the Senate and et cetera. So it's pretty organized, very laid back. At 9 a.m., the burger guys are not ready to serve burger. Mm. So yeah.
Yeah, it's I think Abuja, Benin, Wari, and Maiduguri. Those are like the four places I really want to go.
Wari, she's from Wari, so
I was waiting to ask you.
Yeah, that's on my list. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You need to eat starch and banga when you go to.
I've had it here, but I need to have it
Go to the one
in a clay pot and it's still boiling.
The one you need to try.
Don't they speak their own pidgin in Wari?
Yeah. Oh, Wafi.
Okay. Say
Wafi.
Something for us.
Yeah. They own it.
We own it, actually.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, all we have is photocopy.
That's true.
Because, I mean, they speak a special type. So every part of Nigeria has pidgin.
Right.
But it has affectations from those places. Mm-hmm. But then the Wari pidgin seems to be like, you know, the real deal.
And they create the new terms.
Every day. They have slang for everything. So it comes from a bit of street lingo and a bit of the languages, you know, all put together. It's crazy.
Interesting.
It's fun. And then Port Harcourt they have their own pidgin, which is also
Pitakwa.
So it's beautiful. Nigeria is beautiful.
So summarize, so far you've been to Nigeria against all odds, everything you heard. I'm sure you have disciples out there over there wanting to come.
Who want to come. How many people have told you, hey, I want to come see Nigeria because of, of the videos that you put.
And even Nigerians just saying, oh, I want to go to, you know, that state that I never would have thought of going to. Yeah.
That's a
good thing.
Because we're the ones that have 365 days of summer, but Nigerians are proud to say they went for summer holiday.
Here's the most interesting thing I learned about Nigeria recently. So I was surprised to learn this, but Nigeria's passport, I mean, out of, say there's 200 countries in the world, where would you think Nigeria's ranked? Number what of 200?
168. In what terms?
So depends on just sort of like how many countries you can go to.
With the passports?
Yeah.
Just ECOWAS. Don't worry. ECOWAS. ECOWAS like this.
Not like 10?
ECOWAS.
10 best?
African countries. Yeah.
Like you can get into without,
yeah, so let's say
a visa,
like the number one, I think, is like Japan. You can go to like 198 countries if you're Japanese without a visa.
Nigeria is just...
So where would you think Nigeria is?
No. It's all just West African states. That's all.
And a couple of islands.
Yeah.
So
it's interesting. Nigeria ranks 100 out of 200 countries. So in the very middle. And you would think like, you know,
you should be able to go
yeah,
to
middle amount of countries, which is really surprising. And it's actually, it's quite a lot of countries that Nigerians can travel to. You have all of ECOWAS, which is actually a lot of countries, handful of countries throughout Africa, and then handful of countries in the Middle East and Asia as well. And there's a surprising amount of places that Nigerians can travel to, but they're like so focused on, oh, I want to go to London. Like, I want to go to this
everybody
place.
Wants to go to England.
But
England.
Like, you know, there's America. Beautiful countries. There's Senegal, there's Cameroon.
Oh,
there's
Senegal
all these places
beautiful.
That you can go and you don't need a visa. And Nigerians don't, you know, consider Cote d'Ivoire, Benin, Togo,
Niger. Yeah. I think also a beautiful place. Yeah, it depends on where you go.
But I think it's the colonial thing in their heads. We think that if you don't go across the sea, you've not traveled.
You haven't traveled. Mm-hmm.
So if someone says, I'm overseas, I'm in Cote d'Ivoire, they'll say, my beg, you didn't go.
Look, I never knew how beautiful Africa was until I started traveling Africa. I was on a beach on the coast of Nyali, which is just, you know, across from Somalia. It's in Mombasa. It's one of the most beautiful places ever. The water and the sky are the same color. It's beautiful, and people kept saying, is that Africa? Yes, it is. Same thing, you know, if you go to some nice places in Ivory Coast, you'd be shocked that that's Africa.
Yeah.
There's so many beautiful places.
Even in
Nigeria. I mean, I come from one of those places. I wish you had gone to the mountains in Ubudu, where you could touch the clouds.
That's next. I want to go there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's so many places, but we take those places, you know.
But I think it's actually in a B to want to experience another man's culture, because I'm already African. So maybe it's not so, you're not so excited to, because
no,
Africa.
I think just it's like because we don't have information as to how beautiful these places are. Because I've seen a place in Kaduna and I was like, oh my God.
Because you could have traveled to anywhere else. I mean, but you had to come to Africa to experience another culture.
But even in America, they travel within America for holidays. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot of Americans go from here to there.
Just because it's beautiful, we'll go to places.
Niagara Falls.
But I agree. I personally like to travel for the culture. I find it interesting to learn about the culture. Yeah. But not all Americans are that way, and they just want to go. Yeah. Oh, there's a beautiful waterfall here, so they go there in the U.S. Mm. And I think like there's a lot of that in Nigeria that maybe just doesn't get the attention it deserves.
Exactly, and that's why I think states need to push further to let people see what's in their states, so that you know people can visit. And everybody thinks that when you get to a capital of a city, that's it. You're there.
But
that's not it. I mean, just too many beautiful places, especially in Nigeria. And traveling Africa should be the best thing. But before we talk to Chris again, Feta has some information for us.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. And we are on the home stretch of the show. We got messages coming in.
All right. This one says, what's up, Lagos? Capital? No. Okay, there's another one altogether. I saw something I wanted to just put up here. Okay, this one says, good day, guys. On Tuesday, I queued for fuel. That's not what we're talking about right now. Okay, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Dutse is the capital of Jigawa. I served in Buji local government area, Yaniya, Tukur, to be precise. They are wonderful people. Till date, the villagers over there still call me regularly.
Oh, that's so
their
sweet.
Roads are wonderful. Collins from Badagry. He said you should try Benin's pidgin.
Yeah, that's true. Benin also has a different kind of pidgin.
They have their own pidgin flavor.
Nigeria is just an interesting place.
Yeah, they have their own pidgin.
I think
flavor.
The people that shouldn't speak pidgin are my people. We should just leave.
That is very true.
Yeah.
They say
that's
the truth.
That's
they
interesting what he said about Jigawa. So one thing, like the safety. So, you know, I think the North gets this impression like it's so unsafe and, you know, you're going to die instantly. And here I am. I went there. We traveled by road between all the places. I didn't have a single problem. I felt like, you know, there were security checkpoints throughout. Mm-hmm. And what's really different of like security checkpoints maybe in the South, never ask for money. Never anything like that. They were genuinely there just to like make sure, are you safe? Mm. Like there are no problems. Mm. And so like things felt very secure. The people were incredibly kind, and I never felt worried while traveling there. And of course, like, you know, bad things happen sometimes
everywhere.
In Nigeria, but they happen everywhere. They happen
everywhere.
In my country
awesome,
too.
Yeah.
And like you're always taking a risk no matter where you go in the world. Even when me just going out of my house in the US, I'm taking a risk.
Yeah.
But I found that, you know, I felt there was no more risk in Northern Nigeria, and I really like enjoyed it. And I thought like the people were so kind that, you know, it negated any sort of like insecurity I would have thought of, like how could people this nice, you know, have anything like that happen here?
Well, nobody can really tell. So but I'm just going to go a little personal here. Because this looks like this is what you're going to keep doing for the rest of your life, just exploring and finding new places. Because, you know, I think that travelers, people who travel and blog or write about it, you know, do it not just because of the money that they make from it, but because they love what they do. Do you see a point in your life where you're just going to sit down and just, you know, sit it out, especially when you start having babies? Or are you going to backpack with the kids?
We're taking the kids.
So those children, God, send me the ones that want to move around.
Maybe not as often as I am now, but yeah. The kids are coming.
Because, you know, I've met kids who said, oh, I traveled around a lot. We moved around a lot. Yeah. So where were you born? Texas. Where did you school? Minnesota. Oh, God. So, I'm guessing that if you have kids, they're going to love what you do.
Yes.
And
how do they love what you do when you set them up?
I hope so.
All right, so someone sends a message. I think this is the part of fun and being truthful. He says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? This is Jux calling from Fuel Q. Please, does he need a Nigerian that may take him around and probably jackpot together around the world?
So, do you need a travel buddy? He does have a travel buddy, guys. She's claimed.
Too late. Maybe when the next person comes, you hang on with that person.
He's already spoken for. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, Chris, before we let you go, what would you say to the average Nigerian who say, nah, because he be a new boy, if not be saying that, you know what I mean by you.
Yeah.
What would you want to say to the average Nigerian who might just be, you know, dragging their feet to travel around Nigeria, which is less expensive than trying to get a visa to go to England or
America?
That's
a great question. So I travel with my girlfriend who's Nigerian. Mm-hmm. So she goes all these places too. She's had no problems either. Mm-hmm. And she's been to more states than me. She's been to Benin, Wari, a lot of the South region, even before I did. So she goes to all these places as well. There's loads of Nigerian travel bloggers on Instagram that are very popular, that are doing way more than I'm doing. Okay. And they should be getting a lot of attention as well. And I think like Nigerians just, you know, they might see me and, oh yeah, he's a Yibo guy, so he doesn't have any problems. But think about all the other Nigerians that are doing even more than I'm doing. And I think like they're not getting the attention. And so follow some of those bloggers and see what they're doing. And you're going to hear the exact same thing you're hearing from me.
Follow them. But how do we get to see more of those videos? Do you have TikTok? Do you have Instagram?
Yeah, so I'm on TikTok and Instagram both. My username is @authentictraveling, and off the top of my head I'm not thinking of any bloggers right now, but I will happily start sharing them more on my story now that I think about it, to show people like who are these other Nigerian bloggers that are going these places.
And do you plan on bringing any members of your family down to wherever you visited to be like,
yes,
you need to leave the U.S. for a second.
So my dad has expressed interest in coming here, so I want to bring him out here. Daddy. Yeah.
Dad, one interview on the house.
I'll bring my. Yeah. So actually, my dad, he often speaks on radio too, so he would be a great guest to have.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, so let me just go the other route. To are we expecting some wedding bells soon?
We need some time to figure all that out.
Yeah.
So I have learned that the immigration situation and all of that is incredibly complicated.
Yes.
And so, it's a process.
Okay.
I get that.
It is complicated. Yeah.
It is. You're right. But then, of course, I mean, you know, the average Nigerian, everything, once you say you have a girlfriend, the next thing is like, when are you getting married?
How many kids do you want to have?
Are you going to live in Africa?
Honest, we are specific. I hear some people say, you guys in America, all due respect, I with my girlfriend for 9 years. No, this is my girlfriend.
In Nigeria, if you dated,
so funny story. So in America, like, you would typically introduce your girlfriend to your family, like, with no expectation that you're getting married. The thing is, like, you want your family to kind of like, oh, would they, you know, would they like her, and kind of feel her out before you have to decide. But I've learned, like, my girlfriend told me, like, oh, if you met some of my like extended family,
that means we
need to be married in 3 months or they're gonna be asking questions.
That's
how we are.
So most of us would date for a long time before we ever let the guy
Once you show him.
There's some dads who just be staring at you. So what is your intention with my daughter?
That's even okay. They'll take your number and start calling you personally.
So how are you now? How are you guys? When are you people coming?
Yes.
When are you people coming?
It's it's ridiculous. But so, I mean, that's the beauty of cultures clashing and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's really beautiful. I'm sure you've learned a lot about different cultures.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm sure when people are having, so maybe when some of your African friends are having conversations, you don't feel left out because you have an idea.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Did you have any culture shock though when you got here?
This of course. Amazing. Yeah. A lot of different things. Mm. Yeah. Especially with the tea.
Yeah,
the tea. Mm.
So yes. We have so many.
And I saw that video.
I know. Did you notice how we say sorry? We say sorry a lot.
Ah, you say sorry for everything.
I want to ask you a question. Sorry.
Do you know where?
I'm sorry. I didn't do anything to you. Why are you saying sorry?
So those things most of us miss because we're here. Yeah. And when you hear someone from the other side tell you, what's wrong with saying sorry?
Why are you saying sorry?
Why, why would I say sorry?
So it's just milk the tea thing that stood out for you.
Sorry that I say sorry. Well, Chris Jandef is a travel blogger. Always a lovely time to have you here in the studio. Talk to us about all your travel experiences, and we're hoping that one day you're going to bring her to the studio with
us. She should come with you. I don't know
she
why
she could come here. Yeah, yeah. She's working right now.
I know. Okay.
She's probably listening to me. Yeah. At her work. Yeah.
Hi. How are you?
We love you.
Keep working. Yeah. All right. When are people coming?
Okay, follow Chris Jandef on social media, on TikTok and Instagram, most especially.
I think authentic traveling.
Mm-hmm. Authentic traveling. Just look
traveling
for authentic
or traveler.
Authentic traveling. ING. Yeah.
Authentic traveling. For those of you who TikTok, go find him on TikTok. If you're on Instagram, go find him. Chris, always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful day.
Thanks for coming, Chris.
All right. Well, that's the show today, Lagos. It's time for us to pack our load and be going.
We're
looking for cash.
Lagos.
I brought my box, too.
No, Lagos.
I'm
going
to be sleeping
Lagos,
here.
We have been complaining that for the past 4 days, we don't have cash. It started with Feta and myself. 750 naira within two people.
Now I'm the richest.
She now has 400 naira. But I'm telling people that if people let this weekend happen to us like this, God will judge all of you.
Ah, I didn't understand.
Are we not all in this situation?
So, can they rally round us?
Rally!
I think I need a boyfriend.
Protest round you.
In Central Bank. Please, if you work in Central Bank and you're a nice guy, please call me. 080.
I know a guy. His name is Murphy.
Can I get your number? guys, you gotta go. My name is Mary Ann Jacon. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO. Or just find Mary Ann Jacon anywhere else.
All right, Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter. I'm out.
Fetter.
Of course, Fetter Dynamo on Instagram. Guys, I love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.